Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And Bob, it's all about the Red Hot Chili People this week, man. We're going to be in a little chili cooking contest here in a week or two. And we got to go redeem ourselves, brother. It's chili season. I can't wait. We've already had a couple conferences where we were ciphering up our chili, and we're going to talk a little bit about chili today. But I'm Jop. He is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Thanks, Jop, and welcome. Thanks for taking a little time to listen to this smokiest show on the radio. Whatever station you're listening to has a lot of class if they're airing this show, so support all of their sponsors, and thanks again for taking a little bit of time out of your weekend. It is the Red Hot Chili Peoples. And we have definitely got to go and throw down on this thing because we won that thing a few different times, and then we fumbled and fouled, and we just bailed out for a couple of years. So
right.
We got to come back in, hold our heads high, and put up a show. But it's the Ada Lowell Ada Beer and Chili and Beer Festival.
Right.
So, but before that, we have a longtime sponsor in the studio, the head brewer for Schmoes. Gabby, how are you, Gabby?
I'm good. How are
I
you?
I didn't put your last name on here. Do you want to use your last name?
Sure. It's Gabby Palmer.
All right. Palmer.
Yep.
Like an Arnold.
Correct.
Oh. And
Uncle Arnie.
And she brought her great Scotch ale. Tell us about this.
It is a strong Scotch ale, sometimes called a wee heavy. And it is has some peaty smokiness to it. It's more malty than hoppy.
Okay.
So on the sweeter side, something that you would want to sip by a fireplace.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yep.
It's
I mean,
a definite sipper. Enjoy it. Yeah.
I think I will right now.
I can feel the fire right now. I think you've tweaked this recipe.
I have. We added a little bit of peat smoked malt.
PDQ?
Peat smoked malt. So in a Scottish ale like this, you're going to be malt forward, and your
correct
hops are going to be pretty subtle.
Yeah, right? It's only 39 IBUs.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. And what's the ABV on this?
It's right around 8%.
That's wee heavy.
There we are. Yeah, a wee heavy. That's exactly right.
I happen to be a Scotch ale.
Oh, I thought he was going to say I happen to be a wee heavy.
I happen to be a wee heavy too. Oh, he got his second jab in before 5 minutes. I happen to be a big fan of Scotch ale, and they're all over the map.
Oh, they are, yes.
I'm very disappointed in a lot of them.
Well, some of them are, instead of being wee heavies or strong Scotch ales, some of them are 60 shilling or 90 shilling, which means that they're lighter gravity.
And too sweet.
Oh, sometimes. Yep. Sometimes they could.
Or too hoppy.
Yeah, and you definitely don't want a whole lot of hops in a Scotch ale.
This is
they're
so
not meant
balanced.
To be
it's beautiful.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoy it.
I do. And
you know what, Bob? I think this would be this is a winter beer where you're just sitting back in a cigar with this around the campfire. That's got to be just an amazing combination. I know you're a cigar guy. I'm not, but
yeah.
You know, this being our beer of the week, it made me think of Siciliano's. They sell cigars in addition to beer. This is direct from Schmoes. Do you bottle this, Gabby, or is this just in the tap room?
No, we bottle it, definitely.
All right. So you can find this in local stores. What's the official name of the beer?
Kiss My Scottish Arse.
There you are, right there. And
well, just bottle up a couple extra cases. We'll be by.
Right, yeah.
Just stop by the tap room. We got them.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Now, Schmoes, you've got an anniversary coming up.
We do. December 17th, the Schmoes Brewery will turn 15 years old.
Wow.
So you guys were making beer before it was cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's I don't know how many hundreds of microbrews there are in Michigan, and you know, multiply that by a zillion over the United States. But when Schmoes opened up, They took over from a brewery that didn't make it, and 15 years ago, and now, you know, here we are.
Look how many have come and gone.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's a real testament to the Schmoes brand and the beers you make. So let's talk a little bit about, other than the Scottish Arts, what can I find in the tap room?
Right now we have, well, we have 16 taps.
Okay.
One of them is our root beer. And then we have our standards, which are our Hopknocker Imperial IPA, our India Pale Ale, our Michigan Hands Pale Ale, which we've redone that recipe for using all Michigan ingredients.
Oh, nice.
So all Michigan-grown barley. It's malted in Michigan. All the hops are grown in Michigan. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Again, we're talking to Gabby Palmer from Schmoes Brewing Company, and she brought in a little Scotch ale that is, I mean,
beautiful. Spot on, baby.
Beautiful. Just
spot
beautiful.
On.
Cheers to you.
Yeah, thank you. And other than our mainstays, which are our cream ale, our amber teas, a nice amber ale, and our Treasure Chest ESB, our seasonal brews, other than the new Scottish ale, we have our Coconut Crusher Toasted Coconut Stout. Our Jack.
And some people, millennials in particular, love that beer.
Oh, I love it too.
Coconut stout.
It's like dessert in a glass.
Right.
A little Almond Joy.
That's exactly.
So Gabby,
what it
when
like.
I've had that in the past, and mm-hmm. I will disclaimer, I'm not a big coconut fan. It's not a flavor I like, but it always had a little oily feel in my mouth. Is there coconut oil in that, or is it just an extract, or how does that work?
It's just a toasted coconut.
Okay. Okay, so it's real. You got real coconut in it.
Oh, yes. I put 20 pounds in a 15-barrel batch.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Or 25 pounds. Yeah, 25 pounds.
I'm trying to think of something that I can jab you on the oil
bother.
In your mouth.
Don't bother. You're still a wee heavy.
Oh, he's going to take shots at me now. He's lost some weight. Finally.
Exactly.
It does feel good to lose weight,
When you lob them out there, though, I got to hit it.
It does feel good to lose weight, though, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. And I feel better.
Yeah, good.
Right. There's less of me to love, but some think that that's okay.
It is. So you talked about the ESB and the amber.
Mm-hmm.
That ESB is a staple.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, extra special bitters. Explain that to people who maybe have never had an ESB before, because I think that's one of those beers that you guys really hang your hat on.
Yes. In fact, we won a gold medal at the 2017 U.S. Beer Open Championship.
Congratulations.
Wow.
Yeah.
With this beer. And an ESB is basically, it's an English ale, which is malt forward. Even though it says extra special bitter, it's not really that bitter.
No. But it's not as hoppy as it would lead you to believe.
Exactly. Yes. It's only 42 IBUs and about 5.6% alcohol.
So people are listening all over Michigan and out in New Jersey. So let's say you're not living in Grand Rapids, but you're up north somewhere or in Lansing or whatever. You come into Grand Rapids and you stay on like 96 to 28th Street on the east end of Grand Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
Get off there. You're just like a street or two west on a street called Patterson.
Correct.
Just head north a block, and there's Schmoes right there. It's an unassuming building. It's kind of an industrial park, so don't be looking for like a flashy bar. There's no dancers or anything there. But there's some great beer on tap there and a really friendly crowd. You can have free popcorn and just make yourself at home.
Well, Bob, there's a lot of people that come in and play hockey.
Yes.
Right at Patterson Arena.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
next
right
door
next
to the
door.
Arena. What better way? Son, you had a great game. I only saw about the last 2 minutes of the third period because I slid over to puck dropped. I went over to Schmoes, had a couple beers, and came back just in time because the game's last a little
exactly.
over 2 hours,
yeah.
right?
In fact, we have a lighted trail that runs from the parking lot at the ice arena to our beer garden, and there's a gate there.
A lot of kids abandoned at that ice arena.
And then a lot of the kids stop by after the game for root beers.
Gabby Palmer, Schmoes Brewing Company, cheers. Here's to you.
Thank you.
Congratulations on a great brew.
Thank you very much.
Kiss my Scottish arse.
Gabby, thank you for coming. Coming up next, we got Andrew from the Ada Chilean Beer Festival, and Bob and I are going to throw down, and Andrew's going to tell you where it is and why you want to come join us. Stick with us. We'll be back.